This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A class action lawsuit has been filed against St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction after a former nurse allegedly sexually assaulted patients. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Christopher Peter Lambrose has been a registered nurse since 2012. Lawyers say there could be potentially thousands of victims after he reportedly sedated people who were in the ICU and then sexually assaulted them. Lambrose also faces criminal charges and a sprawling investigation that goes back to at least 2016, perhaps even earlier. The class action lawsuit was filed this week in state court and has two unnamed victims who were allegedly assaulted by Lambrose when they were patients there this summer. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the state's red flag gun law next year. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The three-year-old law allows law enforcement and family members to seek a court order to seize the guns of people deemed a risk to themselves or others. The group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners filed suit shortly after it passed. They aren't challenging its constitutionality, but instead argue that the General Assembly's Democratic leaders broke legislative rules in the process of passing the bill. The case has gone back and forth in the courts. Now the state Supreme Court will hear arguments sometime this spring. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A hit of extremely cold Colorado weather arrives on this first day of winter. John Keller heads CU's Fisk Planetarium in Boulder.
It's the most southerly position that the sun will be in during the year. The sun is so low to the southern horizon that it does not stay up in the sky for as much time as it does during the summer months.
The winter solstice is just before 3 p.m. Colorado time. This is CPR News and KRCC.